Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Here we are back after the crazy weekend, right?
Oh, God. Well, it's not just the weekend. It's still going. If it left your door, it sure as hell didn't leave mine. That's all I can say.
Well, I had enough chaos to notice the difference when it left.
Well, yes, but that may have been on top of the energy.
Yeah, probably.
you just did a double header, honey. That's
I
all.
Did indeed.
Glutton for punishment. All right, so tonight's show, honoring your journey and your choices. And, oh, God.
Love your first line, all of those choices you thought were a mistake. You mean I meant to do it that way, right?
Well, very possibly. Yeah, they may have really been perfect to get you to this amazing point in the evolution of human consciousness and your own personal evolution. It's time to love yourself, trust your choices. Tonight's all about you and all that you're preparing for and becoming. God bless you. You're loved and honored beyond anything you can imagine with all the astrological influences happening for the next 45 days. You'll have an opportunity to finally believe and manifest it. By the way, I still cannot spell when I send out the show announcements because I put belief instead of believe, but that's okay. I laugh when I read these things the night I do the notes. So, show dedication and really to all of these weather anomalies that are happening all over the planet for us. We tend to be more aware of the ones in the Midwest and one hit yesterday in the East, Northeast. And as I talk to people all over the world, everybody is experiencing unbelievably unusual weather. It's happening everywhere. And one day it'll be one way, and another day it'll be the next. The next day it'll be a totally different way. It's fascinating. You know, I finally convinced people I'm not just chatting you up about the weather. I really want to know, you know, what are you experiencing, you know? And it's bizarre, 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 bizarre. No one is having what they would hope for or anticipate. One person today who's a writer described yesterday's weather in New York as apocalyptic. I mean, that's how it felt. And purple skies, and she had a dragonfly she saw on the ground in Midtown New York, Manhattan, that she said was 12 inches. And she said, well, I'm a writer, probably 6. And I said, regardless, a 6-inch dragonfly is huge. So, oh, Lord. So, let's talk about the eclipses. So, we had one Monday, and of course, they're usually 2 to 3 days on either side. So, Veronica, you got to have a real ride this weekend, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. And it started off with me checking that the apartment where we were housing our guests was ready. And we had unplugged the fridge up there when we were shooting my reel last week, and guess what? The 20-pound frozen salmon wasn't frozen anymore.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Did it smell bad? And I wondered at the time, is this a metaphor? Is this a warning? I got a smelly weekend coming up.
Well, something about, what is it, guests, house guests and fish, you know.
But this is before they even got there, right?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it was something. Oh, my gosh. It was pretty rank. I had to, I don't know, you just didn't want to feel good at the end.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I can barely touch that one. You know, I could go on for probably 15 minutes about that one. But
but you know what's interesting? I had all these plans for that Friday, and the fish took the day. And none of my plans worked on the weekend, really, except for planting the garden.
And you managed to get that in with all the family there?
Yeah, but part of the family helped and a friend helped, and we all had a good time that particular segment of the day.
Oh, beautiful.
So, yeah, so that part of it was, there was a good time, there were good times and there were crazy times, you know?
Well, that's pretty normal right now. Just like the weather, isn't it?
Yeah. The weather here is not so hot either.
No, it's not hot high here either. And I mean, this is June 2nd. Normally, we're into very warm weather. It has not been.
Really? So you're cold.
We're not cold. We're not hot.
Hmm.
And I've never seen weather like this. As overcast, windy, consistently windy, not hot. I mean, it's just amazing to me, absolutely amazing to me. It's very surreal. It's like being in, you know, in a parallel dimension.
Wow.
So let's talk about these eclipses a little bit, because I just think there's something. Monday was the first in a series of three. And I'm assuming, as I talked to people on Monday, some were burning up and some were all over the place and changes and emotions. My phone lines were burning up. My email was burning up. My head kept feeling like it was going to explode. And these waves of energy would come in, and I was just sitting here going, oh, my gosh. I just know my chair is going to lift off, go right through the ceiling, and I'll be doing these in the cosmos somewhere.
You love that.
Oh, Lord.
Jackie Salvitti from the clouds.
Yeah, right. Anyway, we're gonna feel these, the 1st, the 15th, and 7-1, plus we've got the solstice in there, which I believe is the 21st. We're going to feel all this up. Now, I say this with tongue-in-cheek, through the 15th of July, and beyond, because this is so big. I felt it coming and I heard it humming, but I really wasn't prepared for this one. So this is out of somebody something. I don't know which one, unfortunately. What's possible during the June 1 through July 1 eclipse period and beyond? Embedded within the next 6 weeks is an enormous opportunity to break free from long-standing patterns, including beliefs, behaviors, addictions, or anything that keeps us from expressing our highest destiny.
Sounds like a high-speed menopause.
Yes, and it's felt like it as well. This is one of those cosmic moments when our intentions and our evolutionary process are extra supported, thank God. Possibilities include release of karma. No, possibilities. I'm not saying this will definitely happen. Release of karmic bonds, including family of origin. Issues. Purification and healing of the physical, mental, and emotional bodies. Purification and healing of the earth. Now, mind you, this is not a magic wand. We're going to wake up July 16th and it's all going to be done. Dissolving the illusion of separation and resolution of seeming polarities. It's interesting because after I wrote about this part with the polarities, and then I found this. Balance of the sacred masculine and divine feminine energies. This is all very exciting stuff. This is also my caveat, if you live through it. Spiritual awakening. Meditation, prayer, and ritual are most potent during times of exact alignment. However, each planetary alignment is an energetic gateway lasting approximately 3 days, with the energy culminating when the alignments are exact. The entire period through mid-July will be intense, with shifting energies and the seeming acceleration of time.
aren't we already having that?
Huh?
Aren't we already having that?
Well, I found this fascinating. This eclipse series occurs during the final universal underworld of the Mayan calendar.
Uh-huh.
During this ninth wave from 3-9, right, March 9th, through October 28th of this year, according to Carl Colomon, time is accelerated 20-fold. will experience the same amount of change as occurred from 1999 until a few months ago. So in essence, we're going to cram 12 years into 9 months. It's our choice, adapt and flourish, or resist and suffer. To me, this is a cosmic gauntlet. You know, I was just reading.
Neener.
Oh, God. And I don't know about you, but Veronica, I'm seeing things flying in for people that are so fast.
Oh, yes. It's crazy.
It's nuts. It's insane. It's just like, what? I mean, people are emailing me at 5 o'clock in the morning their time, you know, where they haven't been to bed, 3 o'clock in the morning their time, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, can I call you? Can I call you? No, I'm in session. No, I'm going here. I'm not. So, and this is from the team, during these eclipses, you're going to begin to see who you really are and what you came to do for yourself, your planet, the cosmos, busting the bonds of the collective consciousness, and there is so much more. So I want to share a couple of great stories just to kind of give you an idea of some of the things that are going on and the possibilities that you can all experience. Darling Janet went to a crystal store, and she was going to buy some crystals for her global maps that she's doing all of the nuclear reactors. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is a store she goes to often. This is not a new store. She walked in and got blasted by every crystal in the store. The frequency of the crystals, and this is the mineral kingdom. I've been talking about this and talking about this, how the kingdoms are evolving so fast that it blew open. I was so fascinating in her session because her third eye had been blown open. Her throat chakra, which has been a major issue in this lifetime. And magical things were able to shift and move as a result of her trip to the crystal store. I was just blown away. I was like, this is so cool. Now, my crystals have been very active and very opinionated about what they want to do and what they're doing. And they're, you know, if I look at them energetically, they've got lines of energy going God knows where. They're everywhere. And so do pay attention to your crystals. And really, this is a wonderful time to be working with them right now because they are so active, unbelievably active. And going to get more and more and more so. Now, Genevieve, darling Genevieve, has a crystal that she talks with, and she actually sleeps with it right by her head. And when she left town to go to Hawaii, she literally put it in charge of teaching the other crystals the work that they needed to do. I just love this. And she talked to the crystal and see if it would be willing to do it and so on and so forth. So this master crystal is teaching her other crystals. I love this story. I just think this is beyond wonderful. Absolutely beyond wonderful. So now tell me, what are you experiencing with your sessions right now? Because they've got to be, I'm sure you're as busy as I am because people are just, they're getting blasted. They don't know what to do with all of this, and the choices that are coming at them are so fast.
Yeah, I think it's just like that, moving very, very fast and going through some very intense opening processes that are faster than people can almost handle, like they're breaking apart in them. It's pretty interesting.
Well, and I think that that's the intent to kind of break us apart.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely know we will survive this, but I'm also convinced we will not be the same person when it's done. I've never seen a group of eclipses where I was more convinced than I am right now that this is nobody's going to come out the other side of this the same. I mean, I'm not even sure that it's going to be close. I'm planning on being 5'9".
That's funny. One of my clients today, it felt like she was being hollowed out to be just a transducer for things and not really so, I mean, it was so incredible, like she was being, oh, and another one, like they're being cored. C-O-R-E-D, not...
I got it. Well, thank you for clarifying for everyone.
But I don't mean like not corded or a cord or... But it is like that, being emptied.
That makes perfect sense.
It does, doesn't it?
Absolutely perfect sense. And, you know, my take on that, and I'm really serious about this, that what we're going through right now is to, and we're going to experience more and more of it over this however many weeks it is, 6 weeks, in order so the cord thing makes sense, because we're really integrating, the whole purpose of this is to integrate more and more of our higher self and our soul. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, the coring makes perfect sense, Veronica.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that there is just no... And so I think it's been very difficult for everybody to clear and clear and clear and clear. And what I'm seeing when I'm talking to people from 1 week to the next, I'm seeing such dramatic changes in them that I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. Hello.
And one of mine said today, I'm annoyed because I'm not going fast enough. I said, oh, my God, you need so much repair if you do too much faster, you know.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You can't, we're going fast enough already, I think.
We're going very, very fast. And dear Lord. Support. We need lots of support.
And I find people get really stuck if they're not going to let whatever it is, if they won't let it up and through, they find themselves really stuck, like in a place.
That's a great point, Veronica.
Good.
Yeah. That's an absolutely wonderful point, and that's exactly what's happening. I've seen the same thing.
Mm-hmm. It's all about letting go, and only it's so deep sometimes it's hard to find out where the button is, isn't it?
Well, anybody who's holding on to blame, okay, or victim,
mm-hmm.
or anger, and not processing it, of course, is going to get whacked. You're just going to get whacked. There is no way you can stay there. Okay? I mean, your life will become chaos if you don't let it go, if you don't process the anger and really make a commitment and ask your higher self and your guides and everyone to help you let go of blame, because blame entangles you into all past experience. And in that entanglement with the amount of energy that's coming through, you're just going to get beat to a pulp. Absolutely to a pulp. I mean, that's, you know, what I see. So, cute story. Dear Laura has been wanting to channel, and so she's had, even when her daughter had mentioned to her that she was supposed to channel. So she's been going into meditation to open to channel, and the first time she did it, she heard Bashar's voice.
Oh, nice.
And she said, you know, Bashar said, well, you know, you don't have to worry. They've been waiting for you, blah, 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 blah. So every time she goes in, she hears Bashar guiding her, and of course, Bashar had said a long time ago that he works with the team and so on, because she always calls in the team. But I just got such a kick out of this. And of course, she's connecting. I mean, It was just sitting there waiting for her, absolutely waiting for her.
Wonderful.
Another darling Michael, for those of you who've been to the intensives, we used to call him Buddha Michael, has been working for so long trying to find his niche, his place, his genre. And he got involved with rebuilding image. This is really a big, this is a big whisper. It's not even a whisper, it's a shout. With a group about rebuilding image, he is now, and some other groups, and I can't remember, sorry, I can't remember the names of them. Names are not staying with me at all. I'm lucky I can remember my own. MAP, that was the other one. And the transformation in him is extraordinary. He's now counseling young men, young boys and men on image and helping to guide them. And part of this whole process of and working on his own image, created incredible friends. His whole life has changed overnight.
Oh, my gosh.
Overnight. And it is such a thrill to see this. When people are walking around not knowing where they're going to end up, I know I'm here to make a difference. I know I'm here to make a difference. And all of a sudden, they make a choice, okay, that feels like a random choice. They've been making lots of choices. Well, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to try that. And all of a sudden, one choice spirals them into a complete transformation in their lives. And this is why we can't be afraid of choice right now. Because it's just going to be flying at us like crazy. And we also have got to forgive all the choices we think we made that were not the best choices. And we've all got some.
Well, we talked about coring. I think mine have been coming up in the cores.
Oh, absolutely. Trust your intuition, take action, and things will work out, even if unpredictably. This is a fascinating statement to me. If you're led to something and it doesn't make any sense, if we go back to choice, do it anyway. You don't know where it's going to lead you. Your higher self, your guides are pushing you, gently pushing you. And you may get in there and think, well, this is stupid. This is not what I wanted at all. Give it a little time. It may turn into something totally different. This is where you have to trust the workings of the universe. I'm seeing this everywhere. rapid fire change that can evoke the best and the worst in us. If you're a safety person, change can undo you. And this is where your relationship with God and your relationship with your guides is imperative. And your relationship with the universe, trusting that you're not going to be dropped off a cliff. Because otherwise, these changes can just undo you, absolutely undo you, and throw you into a state of uncertainty and fear and what if? Oh, my God. A ton of what ifs. This is another great statement. The weather I've been saying this, but I love it when I read it, and I'm like, yes. The weather expresses the feelings of all living things. And for humans, it is part of our emotional barometer. It can be ecstatic, depressed, or evil, just like us. So notice how you feel during local weather and global weather events. I thought that was really a pretty profound statement. For us here in Las Vegas, it's been the wind. And wind is very, they say it's cleansing, and but it's also unnerving, and it's undoing, and it creates all different kinds of energies. And after a while, you're just like, oh.
We are on our way to the fair on Saturday. There's a little teeny fair, and my six-year-old grandson was with me, and he'd never been to a fair before. So we took him, and the clouds were really intense. It looked like rain. And I said, come on, lift your hands, and we've got to do some energy on the clouds and push them away. And we did.
Oh, I love it.
And he was quite pleased, actually.
Oh, just, of course he was.
Yeah, he loved it. He loved the gravitron, and he liked to change the weather.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I love it.
It was fun.
That's adorable. And that, not only that, so empowering.
Yes, I think so.
Absolutely, especially for a young being.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking away from oppression. And I really want to bring this up because many of you have been oppressed by your children, oppressed by your families, oppressed by circumstances, oppressed by clients, okay, criticized by people, but this sensing of being oppressed, being controlled, being put down, being however you see oppression. But what I'm really feeling is this whole respect thing, that nobody gets to be in my experience that's oppressive, that tries to come in and dominate and control. Because my really sweet self will help them right out the front door. another one, quest for identity. And here we go back to image and identity. Such a huge issue. And I know, Veronica, you've been working with image and identity a lot.
I have, indeed.
Okay, this has been, I mean, really and truly, when I look at this statement, I think of you.
Oh, really? Oh, that's great. I hope that's good, is it?
It's absolutely, no, it's a wonderful compliment, darling. It wasn't meant to be critical in any fashion.
Well, I really think we've been working, a lot of us have been working on that, dropping old beliefs about our image and really rebuilding it, yes.
Oh, absolutely. And so I'll mention for Lazarus is Busting and Building Image. Okay, you can download it at lazaris.com, LAZARIS. Okay, our old image may not fit in with all the changes that are coming. And if you're not happy with your image, if you see yourself as too old, too thin, too fat, too poor, too whatever, okay? This is where you really need to work with your personal image. Busting the old image, creating a new image. And again, this is letting go of this old stuff, the hurts, the people, the blame, the victim, on and on we go. But this image, okay, as we're letting go, as you say, getting cored, we have to redo our image. Otherwise, we're just going to be floating around not knowing what to do with ourselves.
It's restyling, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Want to mention a movie. It's on HBO right now, or you can, it's on anybody who has cable. It'll be in the recent releases, and it's called Too Big to Fail. And it's about the $700 billion bailout.
Uh-huh.
With all of the names of all of the people, I mean, it takes a very concentrated period of time. I had this real strong sensing Sunday to watch this. I had been getting hits on it. And I have to tell you, it was fascinating.
Really?
It was fascinating because not only was it a moment in time, but also there are lots of whispers in this movie because they absolutely stayed so true to the experiences, all right, to the meetings, to the name. I mean, literally, the names would flash up of who this person is and, you know, what company they are CEO of or chairman of the board. And so I just want to say to you, pay attention to the details of the movie.
Hmm.
We're going through huge change in our economic climate globally. The good news, I see companies that are soaring, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Soaring, in spite of what we're seeing in the economic climate. it doesn't match. It's like, well, wait a minute, how can they be so successful when things are showing this? And these are good people. These are not unethical people. I happen to know some of them, and I know how big these companies are.
This is part of the shift, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I'll go back to my son. Real estate in Las Vegas is more depressed, us in Florida, I guess, or, you know, probably in Detroit. And this kid, I mean, he walks around with a little book with all of his accounting in it. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. He is on the road sometimes every weekend to Utah to see my great-grandson.
Mm-hmm.
And his other friend who's a paraplegic and so on and so forth. And he's doing business in the car all the way there and all the way back and so on, but he has fun. He takes care of lots of people, does lots of things for lots of people, takes lots of pictures. And he's put more in escrow in the last couple of weeks than he made in the last 2 years.
Wow.
Okay? I'm talking about it. Numbers to him. It's mind-boggling.
Hmm.
Absolutely mind-boggling. And I, having had a real estate company, having had 45 salespeople work for me for 11 years, I know the business, and I'm telling you this. I would have killed to have this kid working for me.
Do you think it's just a coherence of his radiance being, you know what I mean? Like, what is it that it takes? It takes kind of creating your reality with a higher frequency, doesn't it?
He creates his reality with that higher frequency. He understands energy better than anybody I've ever seen.
Hmm.
I've always said he was a transmuter of energy, and he knows how to do it.
Yay.
And it is fascinating to watch him.
Well, that's a real reminder that we don't have to be flummoxed by what's coming at us from the media.
No,
are creating.
That's what I'm so fascinated by, is mm-hmm. that when I look around at all the people that are struggling, and then I look at him and how he's just gone absolutely exponential.
Hmm.
Exponential. And I'm just, you know, I've said this before in other shows, but I have to tell you, it boggles my mind. It just boggles my mind. Absolutely boggles. I'm so thrilled for him that I can't even see straight. But also, he's a living example. He is a living example. And of course, all I hear from him is, why didn't you tell me about this a long time ago? I did, you brat. but he knows how to have fun. He knows how to go play and make money while he's playing. He doesn't limit it or make it heavy. And this is what I give him so much credit for, is that he knows how to pace himself.
Hmm.
And I'm fascinated.
Trudge.
Huh?
He doesn't trudge.
No. Mm-mm. Absolutely not. Does not. Okay, choices. I mean, guys, these are going to be flying at you like crazy. I'm just, you know, personal identity, who are we really? This is going to come up a lot, okay? Because your personal identity may be tearing apart. Veronica, you called it coring. This is going to come at us a lot, a lot, a lot. For some people, it's going to be, crap, I'm a lot more than I thought I was. I'm a lot more powerful than I believed I was, okay? Along with that comes responsibility. Please don't give it to your negative ego. This is not the time to, you know, that will just, you'll just find yourself being banged up against the wall. So, I mean, you can do it if you want, but, you know, it's your choice. But we are so much more than we've ever known and understood. As much as the team has said it, as much as so many people have said it, but it's really this next 6 weeks, it's going to become more and more and more apparent. you know, we're a composite of all these lifetimes and energies and levels and dimensions and parallel experiences and so on, all converging into this moment right now to effectuate change, not only for Earth, but the entire cosmos. So, of course, the more of you is showing up. The coring, again, Veronica, your word, okay, making room for all of that, not only our higher selves. Polarity and duality. Oh, God. We came here to play the polarity game. No question about it. But it's really important to remember that it's a game. That the duality and the polarity, and the more you remember that, and again, my son is a constant reminder of this for me, the more you remember that, the more liquid your reality becomes. This is not the time to throw conscious creation out the window. Okay, and just say, okay, universe, well, go ahead. I'm just going to change over 6 weeks. No, no, this is not time to throw your creation tools, you know, put them in your little toolbox and throw them in the closet. Don't do that. However, there are a lot of people that are going to really hold on to that polarity game. And they may no longer be comfortable in your reality, and you may not find them comfortable for you. Okay? For those people who absolutely take no responsibility for creating the reality, that's going to get old real quick. I'm just warning you that it, the crevasse, you know, that gap is going to get wider and wider and wider. Mm-hmm. It just won't be very comfortable anymore. And actually, you're going to find it boring. It'll be a big yawn, especially if you're actively creating your reality, really working on it, and you're around people that are like, oh, and they did this to me, and they did that to me, and you're going to be like, okay, get out. I'm sorry, but it's true. I'm going to bring up Bonnie's blog again. I make it simple for everybody to get there. Go to Live a Life You Love. LiveALifeYouLove.com. Her blog is on there. Okay? Do yourself a favor. You know, also anything by Lazarus in terms of creating reality. But her tools are wonderful and they're quick. Overnight changes. Oh, crap. I'm almost afraid to go to the mail. I mean, I look out the front door and I think, yeah, I don't think I want to go out there. Self-limiting beliefs. Anything about I'm too old, I'm too this, I'm please, oh, please. Okay, let go of them. Because all bets are off right now. Absolutely all bets are off. Staying open to all possibilities and yet taking responsibility for your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions, your choices, your decisions, your feelings, your expectations. And are your expectations big enough? And the universe may have something much bigger in mind for you than you can even imagine. So please leave room for the universe to deliver something better than you're desiring and creating. This or something better. This or something better.
Yay!
I keep getting that reminder from, you know, my guys and the team, and they're and by the way, there's a ton of excitement on the other side of the veil. They're just thrilled to be seeing what's happening here. They've been waiting for this, so. Obviously, they didn't let me know soon enough. Okay, let me bring in the team. Right. All right, Veronica, we love your description. It's very accurate.
Thank you.
Very accurate. Good energy read. Good energy read. All right, everyone. We hope you're sitting there with your seatbelts on. You're going to need them.
Uh-oh.
And, well, not tonight necessarily, although maybe when we work with you, but you are going to, if we would kind of recommend every morning when you get up to really spend some time choosing to be in joy and choosing to allow that joy to lead your day. Even if you wake up with the headaches and the heat and the whatever running through your bodies, joy, 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 please. This is the time you've worked and worked and worked, all of you, to prepare for this timing. And now you're there. You're there. This is it. This is what you came to do, everyone. And so, you don't have the luxury of whining and complaining and well, you can do it if you choose, but we would certainly recommend against it. And if you need to do it, then sit down, take some time, and do all you want. Get it all out. Get it out of the way. All right, I'm done. That's it. Zip, zip. Stuffing it isn't going to be the answer either. Don't get up in the morning and think, oh, I've got to go to another day. I've got to go to work. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. You're missing the wonder, the beauty, the excitement of these extraordinary moments on your planet. You fought to get here. You're here. You want to be in the mix. You want to be on the receiving end, on the creating end. We've been working with you on being willing to be loved, to receive love. And to love yourself. To stop being so self-critical. All right. We know everyone's path wasn't totally elegant. We had someone the other day who said, you know, I'm used to walking through life very elegant. I'm not used to feeling all these energies. All right. Well, that would infer that feeling the energies isn't elegant. That's making a judgment. You could choose to be excited about it. Look, I'm transforming. I'm evolving. My frequencies are raising up. No telling where I'm going to be. How exciting. So I'm going to throw in to that my choices for my reality. My choice is for me. More excited, more loving, more interesting, more fascinating, more fascinated. More contributing, taking more responsibility. Don't forget responsibility, people. Because every place you take responsibility for creating, and Veronica, very good story about the clouds, right?
Mm.
Taking responsibility. Want to change the weather? Move the clouds. Change the weather. You're all capable of doing it. Every one of you. Right now, you're stretching. Moving out, exercising muscles you haven't used in very long time. Not in this lifetime. Not in this lifetime. There's no limit to the possibilities. And Veronica, for you, you're going to see that. You've had a dream, and you've been pushing the dream, and pushing the dream, and pushing yourself, and expanding, and changing, and learning, and growing.
Yes, trying. I'm doing it, yes.
All right. And we'd say to you, well, you know, we have people that say, I'm happy just as I am. Don't really want anything. All right. That's your reality creation. All right, don't set yourself up for victim or martyr here. Everybody else got this good stuff and I didn't get anything. I thought the universe loved me. We don't want to see you do that. And gifts? Oh, you're going to have a lot of gifts emerge. This is going to be such an exciting time for all of you. Oh my goodness, I'm having the most profound dreams, and I got this in a dream and that in a dream. Wow. I'm finally feeling as though I'm connecting. You are. How wonderful, how exciting. Set your intentions before you go to bed at night. What do you want to experience in the dream? Say, I'd like to bring more back with me. I'm ready to hold it and integrate it now. All right. That's creating reality. Taking responsibility. All right, in the dream state tonight, I want to go work with the people who lost their homes and the animals and in the Midwest or wherever. Or where there's oppression or wars or whatever. All right. And spread as much light and hope and love as I possibly can. To touch people who are hopeless. And you can do that, people. You're doing it now, but you're not aware. You're not aware. The channel's been complaining about walking into walls, and she's out of body so much, she's bilocating in so many different directions. It's more than bi, tri, et cetera, et cetera. And you're connecting with one another. You're connecting with one another. In your group endeavors, in your meetings, in your dream time, where you're working on group endeavors, and you're meeting up periodically during the day when you walk from room to room, can't remember why the hell you went from here to there.
I've done that.
Yes, of course. And in your dream time, and you know, I was doing something today, and all of a sudden, I've lost about 10, 15 minutes. I have no idea what happened. We do. We do. This is the time, people. You're ready to embody more. To open more. To accept more. To step out of your comfort zones, to stop being afraid of making choices, to pay attention to opportunities. You know, Mary called me and she wants me to come to this group. What do you think? Go! That phone call could change your life. What have you got to lose? Anything coming in right now, pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention everywhere you go. Touch every child that you can. Get an opportunity to touch people, do so in a loving way. And know absolutely know that all the work you've done is going to be showing up in ways that you can't even imagine. And you've all done so much work. For those of you who have had difficulty financially, trust that new doors are going to open up for you. But you can't do it from victim people. Again, reality creation, pay attention. Oh, nothing ever happens for me. When's the last time you sat down and worked on creating your reality? Well, I asked the universe. I said a prayer. That's not the same thing. That's like asking the cloud to leave the sky versus taking enough responsibility to focus your energy on moving the cloud. There's a difference. Very big difference. Now, also we want to warn some of you, you may get some electrical impulses that may frighten you a little bit. Some of them will get through you, some of you will get them in the heart or in the brain or whatever. You're not dying, although we never say don't consult a physician, but the electrical energies are at a very high frequency right now. They can create headaches coming, going, sometimes for days. Quick, sharp pains in the heart. We're back to the oohs and the ah kind of pains. You know those, Veronica. You get one here, and then you get one here, and you're like, oh, what the hell was that?
Yep.
Now, as we're looking at all of you, and all of your beauty and all your wonder, and all those that will listen to this program in the future, what you call the future, many of you have the ability to affect very big change in many different directions. And although you may not see it now, it's going to start showing up in your life. And 6 months from now or 3 months from now, you'll be able to look back and say, oh my gosh, I would never have thought I'd be doing this. Or that I'd have an opportunity to touch this many people. Or an opportunity to travel to these places. But that's the way things are going to come in. Again, out of the blue. Out of the blue. Now, be responsible, everyone. Pay attention. Pay attention to taking care of you. As we tell you these things, where we get a little concerned for people sometimes is they run out and they buy a new car or they, you know, or I'll buy a new house or I'll buy a whole new wardrobe. I'm going to be a new me. It's my new image. You don't need to buy a new wardrobe to create a new image. Image starts within. And then when you put on the clothes that you've got, they're going to look totally different anyway because you'll be radiating differently. And people will say to you, where did you get that outfit? I can't. Some of you are going to notice your looks changing. Now that one's going to be a little bit of a shock. And you're going to notice it in photographs. That's going to be fun. We expect you to give feedback to Veronica and the channel on that one. you know, I've been noticing my looks are changing. What the heck's going on? Yes, you're becoming more of who you really are. So all the things that you thought were locked in are going to become malleable. Now, yes, this is going to be a ride. We will not underestimate it. But when the energies come in, and they're very, very strong and intense, take the time to take care of yourself. Eat properly. Rest. Be kind. If you're feeling all woozy and whacked out, that's not the time to go into big crowds.
Better to pick flowers. We're going to have to end this shortly.
All right. Veronica, talk about your show, dear one.
Okay, I think we're going to have Kathleen Kingdon next Tuesday because we missed that last time I announced her coming. She channels Dwal Kool, and I was excited, but we missed each other. I'm not sure what happened, but it looks like it's coming up.
Wonderful.
And next Thursday will be, I'm not sure what we're talking about. We were talking about bringing the divinity and infinity into each moment and talking about what it feels like to go through a process, and we may continue with that.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. So we would love to work with all of you tonight. In one of our great meetings. Now, you all have your own entourage, so this is going to be a big meeting. To talk about riding the wave, surfing the energies, the changes that are coming. Try to give you some prep time so that you're not too much overwhelmed. And possibilities and options, because there are a lot of them. For some of you, these are going to be life-changing. Some of you may leave certain parts of your life behind, things that you never thought you'd change. That's all right, too. We want to work with you to give you the confidence and the love and the support that you need. We're not inferring that you're going to lose anything, people. What we're saying here is this will be choice. Honoring your choices. We are very excited to see where you're all going. We support you in more ways than you can ever imagine. Ever. And as you embrace more and more of who you really are, at the end of this 45 days, you're going to look at yourself, and by the end of the year, and you will barely recognize who you are. That's how transformative this year is going to be. We love you all. We love you. We love you. We appreciate all the work that you're doing. All of the ways that you're exploring making a difference. Without limits. Brand new ways of reaching out. We're seeing it with so many of you. We send all of you our total, complete, unconditional love and support. And until we speak with you again in this format, until we see you in the dream time, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Okay, we're on?
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right. Remember that a piece of Ronnie and I are each in each and every one of you, and a piece of you is in us. It could be no other way because we really are all one. You're wonderful. Hang in there, everybody.
Keep the sense of humor.
Absolutely. I really thought about tying rocks around my ankles when I go to bed at night. I love you, Veronica. I hope you get rid of the fish smell. And
the quick clue is the kitty litter in the freezer with holes poked in it. Clay kitty litter is doing a great job.
Okay, the other one is fresh coffee, fresh ground coffee.
All righty, we'll do that next if this isn't total.
I had rentals, and that's what I used to use because it was the only other thing that worked, but it's wonderful. So
thank you.
I love you all so very much. We both do. And good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Jackie.
Night, darling.